USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 21-year-old man accused of gunning down eight people in Atlanta is now facing nine charges. Five are for the first shootings at a massage parlor, and four are for the other two spa shootings last night. Robert Long confessed to all of them, saying he has a sexual addiction. President Biden said in a new interview that he plans to muscle small to significant tax hikes through Congress without Republican votes if necessary. Biden saying anyone making more than $400,000 will see a small to significant tax increase. Adding if you make less than $400,000, you won't see one single penny in additional federal tax. Stock markets closing in the green this St. Patrick's Day, the Dow gaining 189 points for a record close of 33.15. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Many Americans are seeing green today, and not just because it's St. Patrick's Day. The new stimulus checks are expected to start hitting bank accounts. The $1,400 payments were part of the recently passed American Rescue Plan. The IRS started direct depositing money into people's accounts starting on Friday. A contingency plan is in place if one team makes it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that their games are played. As scheduled, the Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits participating in competition on a Sunday. If they advance, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning their games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden has repeatedly opposed eliminating the Senate filibuster, but on Tuesday in an interview, Biden singled his support for returning to the talking filibuster that allowed senators to challenge a bill by taking up time on the Senate floor. The current filibuster requires a vote of 60 senators to cut off debate. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton pointing out the hypocrisy of Democrats regarding the filibuster.
27 Democrats in the Senate 4 years ago said we should not change the rules governing debate in the Senate. 27 Democrats just 4 years ago. Who's been filibustering for the last 4 years? It were Democrats who filibustered Donald Trump's nominees and so much of our legislation. Donald Trump even insisted that Mitch McConnell move to end the filibuster in 2017 and 2018. But he did not, and Republicans did not, because we respect the traditions and the customs and the rules of the United States Senate. We respect the rights of the minority. We want to have open and fair debate, and we want to compromise.
Senator Cotton speaking there on Fox News. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of tornadoes from Arkansas to Alabama. A severe weather outbreak is predicted today from southern Missouri to the Florida Panhandle and from Louisiana to Tennessee. All told, over 100 million Americans and 17 different states could be affected by severe weather today or tomorrow. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.